Hi, welcome to Best Stories. This is the Adventures of Packy the Rat podcast, episode 10, Splinters and Leaks and Tears, Oh My. One night, while everyone was getting ready for bed, the children's mom noticed that some of the children's pajamas were missing buttons. Another child had a pair of pajamas with a tear. Another one had on pajamas with a stain on it, and while another child had a pair that the zipper was not working right. Their mom said, "How did this happen? How did all your pajamas get so worn out and missing buttons and stained?" So their mom decided to have the children get all their pajamas together, and they put them into one big pile, and then they sorted them into smaller piles. They made one pile for pajamas that needed buttons, another pile for pajamas with rips or tears, another pile for pajamas with stains on it, and then another pile for pajamas that did not have anything wrong at all. Well, now that we have all the pajamas sorted into piles, we can fix them one pile at a time. But we can start tomorrow, because right now it's time for our next story about the adventures of Packy the Rat. So, heads down, covers up, and lights out. "Hold still," Priscilla said to Packy. "I'm trying," said Packy. Priscilla was trying to get a splinter out of Packy's paw. "How did this happen anyhow?" asked Priscilla. "I don't know," said Packy. "I was running around the barn with Buddy this morning, and I was fine. And then when we went to help Henry take off his halter, I realized I had something in my paw, and it really hurt." "Yeah, it is a little red and swollen. But as soon as I get the splinter out, you should be fine. You just have to be more careful," Priscilla warned Packy. Now, the barn friends lived on a very nice farm, and the farmhands did a great job at feeding and keeping the barn clean and in good repair. But a loose board, a bucket with a small leak or drip, and even straw matted in the barn friend's fur were not always noticed by the farmhands. And then naturally, these issues did not get tended to because of that. But today, the barn friends were starting to notice some of these issues were becoming a problem for them, and the barn friends were starting to get concerned. And what was worse was that the barn friends didn't think the farmhands would ever notice that these things were broken or needed repair. To Packy, the more he looked around, the more it seemed that things were more tattered and worn out. Even his shirt was ripped and looking a little worn out, and there was straw matted in his fur that itched, and his fur was all tangled. Then suddenly, Packy shouted out loudly, "Ouch!" "There we go, all done," said Priscilla. She had finally got the splinter out of Packy's paw. Packy thanked Priscilla, jumped down to the ground to go look for Buddy. But he got mud all over himself because he landed right in a mud puddle. There was a water bucket that had a leak and was dripping water all over the ground and had created a big mud puddle. Now that was it. That is when Packy decided that some of these things in the barn that were broken needed to be cleaned up and fixed. So he decided to call a barn friend meeting tomorrow morning. "Let's face it," said Packy at the morning meeting, "this barn is becoming a little unkept and looking a little bit in disrepair. Well, I had a splinter in my paw from that board right over there." "Oh, that board just needs to be sanded a little. It's not broken," said Priscilla. "Well, that's what I mean," said Packy. "It needs repairing." "My water bucket has a leak," said Henry. "I have a puddle outside my stall every morning. But what is worse, all the water leaks out of my bucket, and then I don't have any water to drink. And I think the farmhands think it's just me spilling the water, because when they fill the water at night, the hole is so small, they don't see the water leak out. And the bucket leaks slowly, emptying the water, and by morning everything is all wet and the bucket is empty. Well, the screens on my pen have rips in it, and that lets the flies and other insects inside my stall," Oliver informed the group. "And then those flies are always buzzing around my head," said Oliver kind of angrily. "Good heavens, Oliver! Keep those pesky bugs on your side of the pen. Flies can be so bothersome to a goose, and of course to gobbles over here too. Your pen is too close to ours, and we don't want any of those flies or insects in our stall, right, Gobbles?" Gobbles answered with a gobble gobble. "Oh, my," said Clara, "my halter has a tear, and it droops down over my eye, and I cannot see properly. I trip or bump into things. I feel clumsy," mooed Clara. Then the lamb twins bleated, "Our buckets leak, too." The barn friends knew that all these little problems were nothing major, but put them all together and it did matter. The barn felt run down. It was making the barn messy and in disorder. "The problem is," said Oliver, "that each of these issues are not a big enough problem for the farmhands to notice or to tend to. They have far too much to take care of on the farm. For example, that loose board over there will give us splinters, but they would not give the farmhands splinters because they wear boots in here, and the farmhands do not realize we are getting splinters. And apparently they do not see the small rips in the screen or the little leaks in the buckets, because they would repair them if they knew. I am certain of that," Oliver snorted. "Well, when did everything start to fall apart?" asked Priscilla. "I'm afraid it falls under spring cleaning," honked Ginger. "To keep a place in good order and repair, every spring all the repairs and worn-out things need to be fixed or replaced. Good heavens, everyone should know that," honked Ginger. "Oh, my, maybe the new farmer doesn't know about spring cleaning," mooed Clara. "Well, I didn't even realize my shirt was torn or that I had straw matted in my fur until yesterday," said Packy. "I guess back at the farmhouse, Priscilla and I were able to get new clothes or brush our fur whenever we needed. I just don't remember having so many problems in the farmhouse," Packy said with a sigh. "How can we fix all these problems?" "Well, I know," said Priscilla, "but you might not like the answer." "How," said Packy, "how can we fix all these things and repair them?" Packy asked Priscilla. "Packy," Priscilla scolded, "you can't be so forgetful." Then Priscilla told the barn friends, "When Packy and I lived in the farmhouse, we did all our own repairs and replacements. And the point is, I don't think we should wait around for our problems to get so bad the farmhands have to fix our problems. Because by then it may be too broken to even repair, or someone could get hurt, or even worse, they may never fix our problems or notice them." "And they definitely will not fix your matted fur, Packy," said Priscilla. "I think we should all do our share now," explained Priscilla. "We should take care of ourselves and help keep the barn clean and in good order," Priscilla told her barn friends. "Good heavens," said Ginger, "how are we supposed to do that?" "Well," said Packy, "I guess I do remember we did repair things, but we used all our tools to do repairs, and most of them are still up in the farmhouse." "That's right," said Priscilla. "I did have the perfect tools to fix and repair nearly all our broken and worn out problems in the farmhouse." "What should we do?" said Henry. "After our last visit to the farmhouse, I don't think it's very safe for any of us to go back there. It might be too hard to get back into the farmhouse with two cats." "Yeah," said Packy, "that little kitten Sneakers has gotten very big and playful. Little Jeffrey gets so excited anytime anyone talks about that little kitten Sneakers. He wants to go right up there into the farmhouse to see it every time. And so little Jeffrey honked, "I'll help, I'll help, I'm not afraid." Ginger quickly honked, "Little Jeffrey, you can go fly by the window and take a peek inside the farmhouse, but there'll be no going into the farmhouse today." "Well, that's a good idea. We should take a look," said Packy. "Come on, little Jeffrey." So Packy and little Jeffrey went to fly by the farmhouse window so they could see what Celia and Sneakers were up to. And when Packy looked in the window, he noticed right away that Celia's cat bed had been moved, probably to make room for the extra bed for Sneakers. The cat beds were no longer right next to their little door in the kitchen. Then little Jeffrey swooped around by the window again while Packy was riding on his back so they could get another look. Packy took one more look at Celia and Sneakers, and he sighed. "What's wrong?" asked little Jeffrey. "Oh, nothing," said Packy. Packy just kept looking at Sneakers playing and how Celia just kept watching him. Packy added, "Sneakers sure has gotten big. I just wonder if he remembers me. I wonder if Sneakers remembers it was me who saved him from the top of that tree." "Well, I bet he does," said little Jeffrey. "Who could forget you?" little Jeffrey honked. Packy and little Jeffrey flew back to the barn and reported what they saw. They told their friends that Celia was busy just watching the little kitten Sneakers play and play. And we noticed the cat beds were in a different place. They're on the other side of the kitchen. The cat beds are not near our little door anymore. Then Clara told the barn friends that at milking time, she heard the farmhand say, "Oh my, every morning that little kitten plays and plays, and Celia just watches Sneakers all morning long." "Well, all this information is very helpful," said Oliver. "Yes," said Priscilla. "We should go in the morning when the little kitten is playing and hopefully sneak right by them."
"Can I go too?" honked little Jeffrey.
"Good heavens, no," said Ginger. "I don't think that's a very good idea. Packy and Priscilla will need to be very quiet to get to that little door. That is no place for a gosling, little Jeffrey. I'm afraid you can't go this time."
Ginger had to be honest.
But now Ginger was right. Packy and Priscilla would need to go into the farmhouse very quietly and quickly and get to their little door. They had to go find all their tools and all the other stuff and very quickly and quietly get back out. Little Jeffrey just let out a honk and he went to his nest.
"I can be quiet," he honked.
But right now, Packy and Priscilla had a lot to discuss and figure out before the morning. Priscilla made a list of everything they needed to get from the farmhouse. Priscilla said she definitely needed her toolbox and some sandpaper to fix the wood that was giving everyone splinters and some tape to fix the leaky buckets. Priscilla said, "And then we need some cloth to fix Packy's shirt and the tears in the screen and Oliver's pen. And then maybe some strong string to sew and fix Clara's halter." Packy said, "I can grab the toolbox and you gather all the rest of that stuff and we should be able to do that pretty quickly." Priscilla agreed, and the first thing in the morning, they set out to the farmhouse to get the things needed to repair and fix the barn. Packy and Priscilla were riding on the top of Buddy as usual. They got to the farmhouse and opened the door. Packy peeked in the door, and just like they had hoped, Celia was occupied just watching the little kitten Sneakers play. So very quietly, they went to their little door, ever so quietly. While Celia was just too busy watching the kitten Sneakers play, she didn't even notice them. And soon enough, Packy and Priscilla reached their little door, and they were inside the walls without any problem at all. Packy and Priscilla hurried to find the things they needed. They were amazed that everything was pretty much still in the same place they had left it. Priscilla had to scurry away, though, to gather the things she needed, and when Packy found the toolbox, he also found something else, too. It was those two little mice again. But now winter was over, and they explained to Packy that they wanted to go back outside. Packy didn't realize they would want to go out of the farmhouse for the summer. Why, they just had not left, until one of the little mice explained that they were stuck. They were too scared to get past Celia and that kitten Sneakers. The little mice asked Packy if he would help them get past Celia and that kitten Sneakers so they could get outside for the summer.
"Of course," said Packy. Packy was happy to help, and as soon as Priscilla returned with all their stuff, Packy told her that the little mice were going to follow them out the door so they could get outside safely.
Priscilla was happy to help too, but she said, "We better hurry because I'm not sure how long the kitten Sneakers will entertain Celia." And Priscilla told Packy this will work out swell for them because the little mice can help us carry all the supplies and things we need out the door. So the four of them set off together for the little door in the kitchen. And to their surprise, Celia and the kitten Sneakers were sleeping. So as quietly and as fast as they could, they all headed out of the little door and into the kitchen. Priscilla led the way through the door and into the kitchen. And the little mice followed. And Packy was right behind them. And those little mice were running as fast as they could. But they were not as fast as Packy and Priscilla. And as Packy rushed out of the little door into the kitchen, he hadn't realized the little mice were not as fast, and he bumped right into the back of the little mice. And then his toolbox dropped and spilled onto the kitchen floor. The tools clunked and clanked and fell open all over the kitchen floor. And as you can imagine, the loud noise woke up that kitten Sneakers. Packy saw the little kitten awake, and at first Sneakers was just laying in his bed watching them. Packy quickly started picking up the tools that had fallen out of the toolbox, while Priscilla grabbed the little mice and led the little mice to the door where Buddy was waiting. Luckily, Priscilla had gotten the little mice safely out of the door before there was any other problem, but Packy was still inside the farmhouse. And now I'm not sure if the little kitten did remember Packy or if Sneakers was just curious. Sneakers just stared at Packy and swished his tail back and forth.
Packy wasn't sure if he was trying to remember him or he wanted to chase him. Then he saw Sneakers blink, and for a second, Packy was sure he recognized him. But when he swished his tail, it swished right across Celia, and that tail swish was enough to wake Celia up. And now both cats were wide awake and looking right at Packy. Celia was staring at Packy, and she did not hesitate. Celia immediately jumped to her feet, and Sneakers saw Celia get all excited, and he quickly followed her. Now Packy had picked up all the tools, and he was heading for the door where Buddy was waiting. Celia let out a loud meow and jumped out towards Packy, but she was held back. You see, the ruffle around her cat bed was torn, and Celia's paw got stuck in the ripped ruffle as Celia leapt out towards Packy. Now, instead of reaching Packy, Celia tripped and fell down, and her paws were all tangled in that ruffle that was torn on her cat bed. And when Sneakers saw Celia get all excited and leap out of her bed, Sneakers immediately followed Celia, or he tried to. And the little kitten got stuck in his cat bed, too. Now, this little kitten had been growing so much and so fast, the farmhands had not thought to trim his claws yet, or realized that his claws were so long. Because when Sneakers leapt out of his bed, he had extended his claws. And when he tried to jump out of his bed, his claws got stuck in his bed. Poor Sneakers. He shook and pulled to get free, but his claws had gotten stuck in his cat bed. Now, Packy didn't hesitate or pause. He quickly dashed out the door. And as he went through the door, he breathed a sigh of relief. He had made it out the door again. But those cats had gotten themselves free as quickly as they could, and they rushed towards the door, and they were right behind Packy. But Packy made it through the door, and Buddy closed the door just in time as both cats had rushed up to the door, and both slammed against the shut door, and Celia and Sneakers both let out a loud meow. Priscilla helped Packy get on top of Buddy. They had the toolbox and all the other supplies they needed. Priscilla told Packy the little mice were so scared, they thanked her and ran toward the field as soon as they got out the door. Priscilla was looking through all the things. She was very pleased. They would be able to fix and repair all the things in the barn. And when they got back to the barn, everyone wanted to know about Packy and Priscilla's adventure at the farmhouse, and they wanted to know how they got out this time. Priscilla quickly said that she was able to get out with those two little mice easy enough because the cats were sleeping. But when Packy dropped the toolbox, they woke up. "But wait a minute," said Priscilla. "Oh, Packy, I'm sorry. I was just so excited we got all these tools and things. I never asked you. How did you get out?" "How did you get out, Packy?" asked little Jeffrey. "Well," said Packy, "I don't think we're the only ones who need to do some spring cleaning," Packy informed the barn friends. "Well, what do you mean?" asked Oliver. "Well, the only way I was able to get away from those cats was because they had gotten stuck on their cat beds. Celia tripped and fell because her cat bed had a rip, and she was all tangled up in her torn ruffle on her bed. And I think the kitten Sneakers needs to get his claws trimmed, because when he jumped up, his claws got stuck in his bed, and he was pulling and shaking his paws to get free." "Well, I believe you are right then, Packy," said Oliver. "It looks like the farmhouse has some spring cleaning to do as well." The barn friends all laughed, but most important, the barn friends were happy Packy was safe. And they all quickly got busy repairing and fixing all the things in the barn that needed repair. They sanded the rough wooden boards. They taped the leaky buckets. They repaired the ripped shirts and helped brush the matted fur and straw out of each other's fur. And they repaired the torn halters. Then they all sat back and were very pleased and proud of themselves for fixing and taking care of the barn for themselves. But then little Jeffrey noticed Packy staring out the window. He went up to Packy and said, "Oh boy, Packy, I'm sorry. You must be sad after seeing the kitten. Do you miss Sneakers?" Packy smiled and looked at little Jeffrey and said, "Nah, I'm not sad about Sneakers. He belongs to the farmhouse and Celia now."
"Then what's wrong?" asked little Jeffrey.
"Oh, I'm just sad I couldn't grab that chunk of cheese I saw that was out on the counter. It smelled so delicious."
Little Jeffrey laughed.
And Packy said, "Don't you worry, I'll get it next time." Little Jeffrey honked. "Next time? Oh boy, I can't wait."
And this is the end of our story for today about the adventures of Packy the Rat.
Thank you.
But wait, before we go, I was wondering if anyone else had ever heard of spring cleaning. It's just another name for deep cleaning, or the act of cleaning a place, especially your house, very well, including all the parts you don't often clean or take care of. Can you think of something that needs cleaning or something taken care of? Maybe a button needs to be fixed or a closet cleaned? Maybe you could find some spring cleaning to do too. You never know, you might even have fun while doing your spring cleaning. But that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Best Stories.